I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
So Woods, you kind of started the show by saying it's a vast wasteland right now in sports. What did you watch last night, if anything?
I watched a movie called Gone Baby Gone.
Ben Affleck?
Casey Affleck.
I knew it was one of those Affleck kids.
I believe Ben directed it. It's really good.
I think I've seen it.
It's really good. Hardcore movie. I watched that, and then I watched, as I fell asleep, Beverly Hills Cop 2, which I do feel...
Underrated sequel.
I wanted to bring this up, actually. I'm so glad you asked me. That and The Godfather 2 are the only good sequels maybe ever. Fire away if you have any other ones. What's another sequel that was good? Beverly Hills Cop 2...
Empire Strikes Back.
That's not really a sequel. That's like a series.
That's true,
right?
Yeah.
So, well, I guess Beverly Hills Cop is a series. I don't know. You know what I'm saying.
I mean, what's the difference between a sequel and a series? Once you have a
part two,
couple of sequels, you have a series.
If there's a two after it.
Well, they used to always, when they named movies, they just named it then two. Back to the Future Part 2, Beverly Hills Cop 2. Now, you know, they started like Die Hard. It was Die Harder and another Die Hard. Now they kind of try to get more clever and not put the number two at the end of titles.
I think that if there's a two after it, that's obviously a sequel. So I think that Godfather 2 and Beverly Hills Cop 2 are the only
like the Lord sequels. Of the Rings trilogy. That's a series.
That's not a sequel.
Right.
Agreed. What's another good sequel that you can think of off the top of your head? Caddyshack 2 was terrible. One of the worst movies
that's
ever
true.
Made. Literally.
That, very true.
Now, like Vacation, those are a series. It's different.
Major League 2.
Terrible.
Bad.
Terrible movie.
Bad movie.
Horrid.
Yeah.
Rack your brains, because I couldn't think of one. Beverly Hills Cop 2 is so good. So good. A little shticky at times, but, you know, it's
Beverly Hills 1, Cop 1 was a little shticky at times. People forget it had Judge Reinhold in it.
He's great in it. What's his name? Billy. You got Taggart. Rosewood.
Rosewood Taggart, and Taggart.
Rosewood. Yeah. It was great. So that, no, I didn't watch it. There was nothing on I wanted to watch, so I watched movies.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of basketball.
Did you watch?
I saw Florida State upset Duke in overtime.
Fascinating, man.
Little college hoops.
I can't get enough Seminoles. The Seminoles.
Yeah. Golden State, Splash Brothers, back together, shooting threes.
Awesome.
Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. There wasn't a lot of NBA action last night. They did win last night. Bad against the Detroit Pistons. Not a very good team. There was an NBA story, though, involving the Lakers and their head coach Frank Vogel. According to an Athletic report, Vogel nearly got fired on Saturday when the Lakers got demolished by the Denver Nuggets by 37 points. The game that led Magic Johnson to tweet, there's no effort being put out. You know, Jeannie Buss deserves more. I mean, got Magic Johnson calling your team out for a lack of effort. They say that Frank Vogel nearly got fired, and had they not bounced back on Monday with a pretty impressive win over the Utah Jazz, where they looked lively and you know, Russell Westbrook was dunking on Rudy Gobert, that was probably going to be it for Frank Vogel. And now, in the report, again, they haven't confirmed any of this with the Lakers, but the report is that he's kind of coaching game to game.
Like, that's awesome.
We'll evaluate you each
show to show, guys.
That's great. That's a tough one because it's an NBA season. You're going to have a bad game. You're going to have a bad stretch at some point. Does that mean that inevitably Frank Vogel is going to get fired at some point when the Lakers go in their next little slide? They play again tonight. I mean, they host the Indiana Pacers, a game they should win. The Pacers, losing record. You got him at home. If you lose this game, is Frank fired? Is that how it works now? Because that's not a great way to be operating your team in the middle of a season with everybody knowing that there's a sword hanging from a thread over your coach's head.
I thought we were talking about sequels, and so everyone's tweeting about sequels. Terminator 2.
That was good.
A really good one.
Yeah.
City Slickers 2 is terrible. Now, come on, Ro. Come on.
Are we talking, like, did you say a sequel has to just be, there's only two movies and you're talking about the second one, or can it be
now,
three movies and you like the second one better than the first one? Because The Dark Knight was
a billion times better than... I don't think. It's not a sequel. It's hard to define. Rocky 2, great sequel.
That's a good one.
Yep, Rocky 2 is great. Terminator 2. John Wick, I mean, again, I think it's more like a series than a sequel. City Slickers 2 was terrible, guys. Karate Kid 2 was so bad.
It wasn't that bad.
When they go to Okinawa.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He has to fight to the death this time.
The stupid drum. Oh, so dumb. Ted 2. Toy Story 2. Yeah.
I think you're not giving Karate Kid 2 enough credit.
So it all depends on how we're defining the parameters.
It is hard to define parameters of a sequel. I will say this. Beverly Hills Cop 2, it freaking holds up. It really, really holds up. Go back and watch it. The Alphabet Bandit. It's amazing. Amazing movie.
Brigitte Nielsen.
Oh.
She did a lot for the short haircuts.
Lethal Weapons were really good. Lethal Weapon 2. You're right, Jeff. I'll give you that. Well, everyone's saying Terminator. Okay. I stand corrected. I'm not going to be like John Boy and dig in here. I'm going to admit, yes, there are other good sequels out there. They're few and far between, though, I do feel.
Well, most sequels tend to just be money grabs that are cashing in on the success of the original, and they kind of can rest on their laurels, and they're just bringing back fan favorites. But, you know, there's no really original ideas.
I liked
Back to the Future 2 was okay.
21 Jump Street, and then 22 Jump Street.
That was all right.
Now, 21 Jump Street obviously was a reboot.
Right.
And then 22 Jump Street, they had, what's the guy, Parks and Rec, you know, he's the police chief, and he's like, you guys are going to college this time. Like, wait, so we're just doing the exact same thing? Like, they made a mockery out of it.
Yeah. Goes,
yes, it's the exact same thing as the last time.
Anchorman 2, terrible.
Awful.
Terrible. Dumb and Dumber 2, oh, talk about a letdown.
You know what? I am as big of a Back to the Future series fan as anyone going back to that one. Back to the Future 2 just does, it doesn't even really have an ending. Yes, he burns the sports almanac to restore the future, but it's kind of like a cliffhanger in the middle. It doesn't even feel like a full movie to me.
I need to go back and revisit it like I did last night with Beverly Hills Cop.
Grays,
Axel
sports.
Foley.
You would love to have an almanac that tells you all the
takes all the fun out of
results.
It.
Oh,
takes all the
I'm
fun
sure
out
you
of
would
it.
Just hate that winning every time.
All right, let's play.
All right, we got a contest. What I didn't even give the categories
right,
out yet. All right. 833-288-0973. You just stay out there, and then I'll give the categories, and then we'll play our game. We've got our three categories today for Take on Woods, chance to qualify for our getaway to Las Vegas. Lost in Translation, still sitting there, popular songs with non-English words in the title. Dead as a Doornail, all answers including some form of the word dead, dying, died. You get the idea. And then the new category, Cougar. All about one artist, John Cougar Mellencamp. So those are the three categories. I see phone calls coming in, so why don't we just get to it? Let's play Take on Woods.
Take on Woods. Woods.
All right, here's what we're playing for. If you can beat or tie Woods, you'll be entered into our grand prize drawing for the month of January. A two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Spa treatments for two at Serenity Spa and a round of golf for two. Legendary Vegas fun. And I see our friend Maggie calling in. First time this year you're playing, Maggie, correct?
That's right.
All right. Good luck. Woodsy has left the studio. Just gave you the categories. I'll give you them one more time. Lost in Translation. Dead as a Doornail or Cougar? Which one do you want to play?
I don't think I'm going to be very good at Cougar, so why don't you pick one of the others for me?
You know what? I've been looking forward to Lost in Translation for a long time, so I'll let you do that one today.
All right.
Again, popular songs with non-English words in the title. Variety of languages. So I'm going to give you, this is a little bit different. I'm going to give you the English meaning and the band, then you have to give me the song title that I'm referring to. All right, so you get 60 seconds. We will start with the normal two-second song, though. You'll get a short clip of a well-known hit with non-English words in the title. You need to give me both the song title and the artist to score the point, and then we'll go with the rest of them. 60 seconds, you know how it works. You can pass it any time, and we'll get back to it if there's time remaining on the clock at the end. Maggie, you ready to go?
Sounds good.
All right, Lost in Translation is the category. Your time starts when Polly plays the music. Good luck, Maggie. Let's take on Woods.
Coldplay. I'm going to pass and come back to the
okay.
title.
German for Thank You Very Much by Wayne Newton.
Tonka Shane.
Correct. Spanish for Listen to How It Goes by Santana.
Oye, come va.
Correct. The first half of the Greek phrase, Lord Have Mercy by Mr. Mister.
Oh my God. Kyrie.
Correct. Government official in German by After the Fire.
Pass.
All right, let's go back to our two-second song for you. You got the band already. Can you get the title?
I know. Oh, my God.
Come on, Maggie.
Singing it. My kids are in.
Oh, that, you got three right, though. You did get three of them. It was Viva La Vida by Coldplay. You got Donka Shane by Wayne Newton, Oye Como Va, Kiri by Mr. Mister, and then the government official after the fire is Der Kommissar. Der Kommissar's in town. All right, so 3 points. Let's see how Woodsy does. A little different category today. Woodsy Maggie score is locked in.
Okay. Is that my beloved Maggie?
It is.
I love my beloved Maggie.
All right. Don't go easy on her, though.
Oh.
You got a good streak going here.
Okay.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock.
Better bring it.
Start with a two-second song. Your time begins when Polly plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
It's Coldplay, La Vida, Viva La Vida.
Correct. Whew. German for Thank You Very Much by Wayne Newton.
Danke schön.
Correct. Spanish for Listen to How It Goes by Santana.
Escuchar.
Incorrect. The first half of the Greek phrase, Lord have mercy by Mr. Mister.
Kyrie.
Correct. Government official in German by After the Fire.
Der Kommissar.
Correct. You got four.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You didn't get Oye Como Va.
Oye Como Va.
By Santana, but by a 4-3 score.
Oh.
Wood sneaks it out today.
Ooh, that was
over Maggie.
It. That was my brain was like.
She just could not come up with the Coldplay title. She knew it was Coldplay. She just could not come up with Viva La Vida that you worked out.
Holy.
Lost in Translation was the category. Songs with non-English titles.
That was really good, dude. Holy crap.
That's not Wayne, but that is Donka Shane. I like the song Kiri. Kiri. I didn't know it was Greek, though.
I didn't either.
I learned that.
I thought it was a made-up word.
I thought it was a name, like a girl's name. But it's the Greek phrase, Lord have mercy by Mr. Mister.
That got my blood pumping, man. Holy crap. I usually don't have to rack my brain. Those are really tough. God, this is so 80s, man.
It's so 80s.
It's so 80s.
Mr. Mister, oh my God.
Polly, have you ever heard this song one time?
You must have.
Never.
Here it comes. You'll recognize it. Come here.
Yeah. If I was on the phone playing the game, it would have been a hard pass.
Hey. All right, good job, Maggie. Try
what
again.
What is a drop?
Good job, Maggie. We got Don't Do This coming up next. Some crazy arrests in the NFL.
We have like 14 don't do this story. Yeah. So we could go 40 minutes on don't do this.
We got nudity. We got car chases. We got a little bit of everything.
It's just incredible.
We'll get to that coming up next on Ben and Woods. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Now, at McDonald's, get two sausage McGriddles or two chicken McGriddles for $3.50, or you can mix and match, which I believe there's only one way to do so. That would
one
be
chicken, one sausage.
One chicken, one sausage.
Prices, we know what you like.
Prices and participation may vary. I do like the sausage McGriddle. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price. Again, why would you do that when you get two for $3.50? Cannot be combined with any other offer. And that leads us into don't do this.
That sounds like a do-do this.
It though. Is. I've got two very bizarre, crazy arrests in the NFL. I'll start with the least bizarre of the two, which involved Jacksonville Jaguars linebacker Laurenti McCray, arrested in Central Florida early Sunday morning following a high-speed pursuit. Police attempted to pull him over, according to records. He did not. He was charged with fleeing, eluding police. The chase that ensued reportedly reached speeds of up to like 100 miles per hour.
Oh, boy.
He was driving a Dodge Ram pickup truck. He was going 88 and a 50 when they tried to pull him over originally.
Okay, that's speedy.
The officer initiated a traffic stop, but McCray reportedly used a hand gesture, including the middle finger.
He didn't say what he did
with the middle finger in the report. It was just a hand gesture using a middle finger. You can use your imagination from there as to what it may have been. They actually called off the chase at some point because it was reckless and dangerous. They try not to, you know, make the situation even worse, but eventually they did catch up to him. He's been charged with disregard of safety to person or property, second degree felony. Citation, of course, for speeding as well, and charged with fleeing/eluding police.
What are you doing? Take your ticket for 38 over.
Yep.
Pay it.
You got the money. You're an NFL player.
Go to traffic court and call it a day. Take your probation. Now you got fleeing. He wasn't drunk or anything.
No.
Or on drugs.
I don't believe so.
Bro.
Just going too fast.
Smartin. This is always one of the highlights on Ben and Woods. Uncomfortable exchanges between reporters and players.
I just
or
had
coaches.
To relive this recording.
It's so uncomfortable, you guys. It's an exchange between Jim Matheson, who is a print reporter for the Edmonton Oilers and has been covering the Edmonton Oilers, Ben, since their inception, pretty much. And one of their players...
They've been around a long time. Wayne Gretzky played early years for the Edmonton Oilers.
So he's interviewing a player on the Edmonton Oilers, Leon Draisaitl. And this is how that exchange went. Strap in.
Lots of reasons for why the Oilers are playing the way they are in terms of winning and losing. What do you think is the number one reason for the losses now? Is there one thing that you, in your own mind, you're saying, we got to get better at that?
Yeah, we have to get better at everything.
Nope.
Would you like to expand on that?
Nope. You can do that. You know everything.
Oh, God.
Why are you so pissy, Leon?
No.
Why are you so pissy?
I'm not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, my God.
I ask you a question.
Oh, my God.
I gave you an answer.
Not very good one.
Oh, my God.
I have one more for you. Leon, you show your frustration on the ice last game against Ottawa. Is that a good thing when you show it so the other team knows you're frustrated?
Yeah, it's a great thing, for sure.
Holy God.
Good.
Oh. All right. Next year, if we ever go to spring training again, I dare you to ask somebody. But ask Blake Snell why he's so pissy. Hey, Blake, why are you so pissy? Can you imagine those words? You wouldn't even say those words. Can you imagine that conversation? Why are you so pissy?
Is there a history in there? Or did he?
I don't know.
Did Draisaitl not like something that he had written previously? Was he just in a bad mood, essentially? Which is, you're allowed to be in a bad mood occasionally. You got to do these mandatory news conferences. Can be frustrating for players.
Would you like to expand on that?
Nope. You can do that.
At the same time, if you're a reporter and you're only given access to, you know, like one or two players, you got to write a story. And then the players that you're given don't give answers to questions. Makes it very hard for you to do your job that you're trying to do. So I understand some frustration on the part of the reporter there.
Why are you so pissy?
I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Whenever I ask you a question.
I gave you an answer.
Not very good one.
I love that player, Leon Draisaitl. Not a big NHL guy, but I am now. I'm a big Leon Draisaitl fan.
As someone who's been to hundreds and hundreds of these news conferences, it is not fun when the subject is uncooperative. And there's been some awkward ones. I would say
hold on, though.
Yeah.
He asked him a really garbage first question. Listen to the first question again.
Lots of reasons for why the Oilers are playing the way they are in terms of winning and losing. What do you think is the number one reason for the losses now? Is there one thing that you, in your own mind, you're saying, we got to get better at that?
Yeah, we have to get better at everything.
There you go. Got to get better at everything. Would you like to expand on that?
No insight at all, though.
But not a really insightful question, either.
As to what's going wrong with the team.
Hey, your power play is effing terrible. What's the reason behind the power play lacking? Or your penalty kill is garbage right now. Why is that?
Let's see.
I have one more for you. Leon, you show your frustration on the ice.
He's getting mad. You can hear
last game against Ottawa. Is that a good thing?
I mean,
the other team knows you're frustrated.
So the Oilers started the season 16-5 through December 1st. Since December 1st, they've won two games. They've lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They're 2-12 with about 10 postponements due to COVID since December 1st. So they're really, what happened on
Here
December 1st?
Ben defending that terrible.
Defending the media.
Don't you think that Edmonton Oilers fans would like to know, like, what's going wrong with the team other than... Yeah, we just need to get better at everything.
They do.
They were really good. But they were really good early in the season.
Why are you so pissy?
Really good early in the season.
Why are you so pissy? Why do you hate players so much?
The real question, though, I think, is who is the...
Would you like to expand on that?
Nope.
Who is the most difficult press conference subject that I had to deal with?
Who is it?
In my career.
You can do that.
His name is Mike McCoy.
And
very... You got to pull teeth.
And somebody that's as bad as a coach as Mike McCoy,
not
it should be the opposite.
Never fun going to news conferences with Mike McCoy.
Yeah, it should be the opposite. Chargers coach. Should be the opposite.
Andy Green wasn't the best.
No.
But he all right. More better in the beginning than we got near the end. But Mike McCoy, that was just bad. All right, finally, this was the really bizarre story from the NFL crime blotter yesterday. And you kind of wonder, obviously, there's something else going on here. So I'm not here to make fun of Cleveland Browns defensive tackle Malik McDowell.
This was gnarly.
He was arrested Monday in Florida on charges of aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest with violence, and public exposure, because all of this happened while he was buck naked. According to the arrest report, McDowell beat a deputy in a violent attack that left the officer dazed and fearing a permanent injury to his right eye. He was basically reported just walking around naked, like near a school. So obviously that's concerning. That was like during the day, like kids were there, and he's just out walking around without any clothes on. So, you know, the police show up. He tries to flee. They use a taser. They handcuff him. He puts up a struggle as, you know, ends up assaulting the officer, hitting him in the eye where that injury was suffered. Don't know the necessarily reason or cause for any of this. He does have a couple of check marks already, bad checks on his record in 2019. McDowell charged in Michigan driving while impaired, obstructing justice, and assaulting a police officer. So this is something that's happened before that led to a suspension and a 11-month jail sentence for the NFL.
Why is he playing?
He was given a second chance last year by the Cleveland general manager, Andrew Berry, said he was in a good place personally and medically and had acted accountably for his actions. Second chance is okay. I don't know. Third chance is though.
I don't think so, man.
Very but he also creepy. Seems like someone who needs some help, too, for sure.
Yeah, aggravated battery, resisting and exposing sex organs in public. Wow. That's a don't do this. That's very core.
It is. That's don't very, do this very, for a Wednesday.
Very core. Wow.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, I'll have to claim ignorance here. What's this music festival you guys wanted to talk about? Probably you were talking about it earlier.
Oh, not just me.
Other people as well?
Pretty much every single person within, I don't know, 10 to 12 years in age of me.
My whole feed went haywire.
I'm curious because I have no idea what either of you were talking about.
All right.
So you can explain to me and the other tier ones out there like me what's going on. When we come back with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Coming up in 1 hour, Brad Ausmus just hired as the new bench coach for the Oakland A's. Under Mark Kotze, always has been good to our show, coming on multiple times, will join us. We have access to only certain people, obviously, during this lockout. So Brad kindly coming on, get his thoughts on his new gig. He'll do so on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. We were just discussing in the break, Padres did announce new minor league coaching staffs as well yesterday. I don't think a ton of names that you're going to be familiar with unless you're a really in the weeds Padres fan. Philip Wellman back for his seventh season as AA manager at San Antonio. They did hire the Mariners old bench coach Jared Sandberg as their new AAA manager in El Paso. But you know, you got to fill out those coaching staffs in the minor leagues. They're going to be responsible for helping develop your young players, guys that will hopefully contribute to the Padres either, you know, next season at some point or in the future. So
you know, the new El Paso manager, Jared Sandberg, is fairly interesting. As you said, two seasons as the Mariners bench coach. He was a manager in their minor league system. Also, Benny spent 10 years with the Tampa Bay Rays. So You like getting some of those ideas maybe filtering.
You know, I've had the feeling that the Padres have generally kind of promoted from within in recent years when they've named a lot of their minor league managers. You know, you make the step up from low single A to high single A, et cetera. Maybe it is noteworthy that they wanted to bring someone from outside the organization in, a little fresh blood, perhaps, as it were, in their minor league system. But I don't want to read too much into it either. You got to hire someone. And there's a lot of positions to fill when it comes to those minor league manager coaching spots.
Yeah, why do you hate coaches then?
I don't. Oh, I really don't. Okay. I just don't feel necessarily qualified to insightfully break down each and every name on that list. The Fort Wayne strength and conditioning coach probably knows his stuff, would be my guess. But I don't really know.
Well, I'm excited that Randolph Gassaway is the new hitting coach in Fort Wayne, and I don't know why you're not. He's... played for the Orioles and Pirates minor
Randy,
league organization.
Randy. Yeah, Randolph is so formal.
Yeah, Randolph. They did make some hires. So everything is falling into place, right? We just need the lockout to end, and we can make some moves and make some trades and have some fun again, because this is fun. Baseball's fun, remember. Right?
It used to be.
It used to be very fun. I used to have a good time going to festivals, and I've realized something. I told Paulie this morning. After the Coachella lineup announcement last week, I looked at that and I went, well, I'm aged out of that. I'm done. I'm officially
See, now, I've
done.
Always avoided them like right. The plague.
Well, you hate music.
So I'm curious as to why this one in particular is more noteworthy and people were talking about it.
It owned the internet.
Can you explain to me why it owned the internet? We'll do that after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just told you I've been aged out of Coachella. I'm 46 years old. Ben's also 46 years old. Couldn't get Ben to Coachella with a gun to his head. There's no question.
What I would pay, though, to have him just walk.
I mean, if I had to go to a music festival, it would probably be like Kaboo. Would be.
You've never even been to Kaboo?
No.
Oh, Kaboo's fun.
I don't do festivals.
We have to send him out as a correspondent one year. We just have to. It has to happen. The content would be legendary. But this one dropped yesterday. It's called the When We Were Young Festival, and I tweeted...
When who were young?
Exactly. I said I was old when these bands were really popular. So I'm now a man at 46 without a home. I have no home. There are no more festivals for me. I missed really this entire genre, Benny, of the emo, screamo bands, the My Chemical Romance... Paramore, AFI, The Used. I mean, it's a good lineup. If that was your jam back then, and
probably, so these are like maybe people Paul's age, or maybe a little older.
Paulie and a little
35,
older.
Like mid 30s, who are like trying to relive their kind of teenage days.
Yes,
of who they listen to.
Yeah, their emo roots, right? So this is Paramore.
Oh, I love Haley.
But not spelled like in the boyfriend girlfriend way. Paramore.
Right. Avril Lavigne, you know her. You know Avril. You're nodding, but you're not acknowledging.
I've heard of her. I've definitely heard of her. Avril is just like a weird name.
We are the same age again.
Dashboard Confessional.
Dashboard Confessional. These are big bands for
is that a
for
band?
This time. Yes. But I missed this era. I didn't get into this era either. So I'm in no... Here's the other thing that bugged some people about this festival, Ben. A cursory glance of the lineup gives you, what, between 60 and 70 bands, right? I mean, it's jam-packed.
I mean, there's more at Coachella.
Right, but it's 3 days.
This is just a one day.
What are the set lists? 4 minutes?
How many stages are there?
I have no idea. There needs to be like 10. I don't know. I don't know where they're doing it in Vegas, actually, at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds on Saturday, October 22nd. And
it's still very warm in Vegas in October.
It is. But I mean, again, if this was your era, you are like, you're so excited. I saw so many people tweeting about this yesterday. See, I missed all of this.
Oh, man.
Every singer sounds like this and doesn't want to listen to my parents go to bed. No, I won't go to bed, I said. Every effing guy sounded the exact same.
You
up
can literally
and down
say that
line.
About every genre,
no,
though.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
You can't.
You can.
No, you can't.
Every Beatles song sounds the same. Every country
well,
song
sounds
the same.
Wouldn't it stand
the
reason that all Beatles song would sound like the Beatles? I'm talking about 60 bands.
Multiple
that sound
bands.
The same.
Every
all
song
sound...
from the 60s sounds the same.
Not.
I mean, Motown songs are Motown songs. Genres are genres. Mm. And you
yes.
stay in the genre if you're in the genre. And this genre, I don't know, what would we call the name?
Emo
of this?
Screamo.
Emo Screamo. Is that your name for it, or
some
is that
people
an official,
call it that.
Is that an official title? Because I doubt that the band's like, oh, yeah, we're going to be an Emo Screamo
I always
band.
I thought of it like pop punk kind of.
Yeah, pop punk. Three stages is what they're going to have. They're going to wedge roughly 20 bands a stage. In what are they starting at 6 a.m.? So
I've heard of the All-American Rejects, yeah. I think.
Every song sounds just like this, and... Every single one.
You do know what you're talking about in terms of
I missed it. I missed
sound.
It. Now, I had to play some of it over on 94.9.
I always thought this was all just one
band.
Probably
you, a lot of these
you played
bands
many
like
songs.
Their last ditch to stay
yes.
relevant.
Sounds like they're all the same band.
But I've been aged out. I'm now. I guess I'm bottle rock guy. Hey, cool. Counting Crows and Goo Goo Dolls for me and Ben at this point in my life. I'm just... in this weird little sweet spot of being too old for Coachella, a little bit too old for this one as well. But, hey, listen, I'm not here to rain on anybody's parade. Go out to Vegas. You're going to have a great time. I mean, it's a really, really well-put-together lineup for that genre. You couldn't ask for... Here's the problem with my era, Paulie. All my guys are dead. They're all dead. Like, you can't see Soundgarden. You can't see Alice in Chains anymore. They're all dead. Who is this?
This is Boys Like Girls.
So, there it is. Would you go to this, Paulie?
As soon as I saw it, I said, I thought it was fake.
Yeah.
At first,
it looked kind of made up.
Yeah,
it
I don't know why. Fake. My first instinct was like, oh, this is fake. And then I was kind of waiting. I was reading some of the names on the poster to like wait for like the fake, the clear like,
right.
haha, gotcha moment. And then I'm like, wait, no, I'm all in. My wife told me to go F myself.
She won't go with you.
No,
and
said,
I won't go with you. So it looks like you're not going. Ben won't go with
she
you.
Just have no. fun. I will be at the spa or something. She's like, I'll go out to Vegas, but there's no chance. And I'm like, oh, well, what about so-and-so? Oh, so-and-so's. And she's like, oh, I kind of like a couple of their songs. Yeah, going through the list, there was a handful of bands where I liked, you know, 2 to 5 songs of said band, and they're going to come out. It's a festival. They're not going to be out there for an hour each. They're going to come out. They're going to play their hits.
Play the hits.
And I would absolutely sign up for that.
All right. Well, maybe Paul can go to the Emo Screamo Festival.
Somebody go with me.
And, yeah, put your little lip ring in and call it a day.
I never got that into it.
Man, a lot of feelings.
Never dyed the hair.
A lot of feelings. In that emo festival, I hope somebody we know goes. I want to know how it goes. I'm just the thought of. I will say this: a 1 day festival to me sounds a lot better than a 3 day festival. Usually by Sunday on Coachella, my body was shutting down, so it was time to get on the road.
I've got the shakes just thinking about 3 days.
I rarely saw the Sunday headliner. Rarely, and by rarely I mean never, maybe. I was always trying to get home and get under the covers. But, yeah, look, it does make me happy to see that there are festivals being redone again. And, you know, hopefully one is geared toward me at some point. That would be fun.
You need a golf festival.
Ooh,
is really
a
what
golf festival. Next on the main stage, Dustin Johnson. He comes out and does swing lessons.
Yeah, and everybody,
Jesus Christ, I am getting old, man.
Like,
sounds amazing.
How many of your favorite bands are all still intact?
I mean,
all it takes is one or two guys to go, and it's not the same. You're more like cover band fest now.
Oh, God, I am so... I'm Kaboo. Kaboo was... got to see Tom Petty at Kaboo before he passed away. That was a highlight of Kaboo. Who else? Got to see Night Ranger, I think, at Kaboo. That's like our era, Benny. So, well, have fun, Paulie. I mean, the tickets are... You know, it was like $300, which I saw people complaining. I go, it's not bad for 60 bands or
it's
whatever.
About what I would have expected.
Yeah, 1 day festival pass. And hey, listen, I think they could have done it over two and made it a lot better. But There's a lot of people out there that were very happy yesterday, and that makes me happy.
Fair enough.
All right.
They don't really have golf festivals, although they do have a major convention every year. The PGA show is next week in Florida.
Who headlines that?
Every single year. Yeah, who's the artist that headlines that?
Kenny Loggins.
But they do, it'd be kind of fascinating. New booths with the new equipment, technology, whatever they've got that they've kind of unveiled for the 2022 season coming up.
What's the thing they do out at spring training now, Paulie? There's that big, 3-day deal they do at spring training that looked pretty cool. I don't know if they're doing it this year. I can't remember what it's called, but that looked pretty awesome. And if we ever get spring training, I wouldn't mind tailoring our trip around that little concert.
I know that they've announced the halftime show and everything, but usually they have concerts to go along with the Super Bowl as well that's coming up in L.A. Because Snoop Dogg, who's the...
It's Dre.
Snoop, Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, Mary J. Blige.
That's the halftime show, but they generally have the pre-concerts and everything that goes along with the Super Bowl as well. I'm not sure that I've seen all the details of what they're doing. You figure in L.A., though, they're going to be able to... They should be able to draw from some pretty... a good well of talent here for the Super Bowl coming up.
Here we go. This is more our speed. All right, Benny. Okay, it is February 26th and 27th. It is in Tempe, Arizona. Foo Fighters headlining Saturday night with St. Vincent, Billy Strings, Dashboard Confessional. It's also going to have the All-Star Baseball Jam hosted by Jake Peavy. Appearances from a bunch of players, Jim Abbott, Sean Casey, Roger Clemens, Ryan Dempster.
They playing music?
Yeah, they're playing music.
Okay.
And then
I didn't realize I know Jake Peavy played some music.
And then on Sunday, Tame Impala is the headliner. They're really good. My Morning Jacket. Black Pumas, who, Ben, you like. If we planned our trip around this, we could do this.
Well, let's hope that spring training is actually
underway. Are they
going to
have this if there's no spring training?
That's a good question.
It's at the end of February.
If it gets delayed at all, you won't even have players reporting yet.
I don't know that I can plan another trip to Arizona and something gets canceled and then I just go to the festival anyway. I'll probably get murdered at home. So I think I'm going to pass until we can book our spring training
trip. Well, we were going to go cover the Padres. That got canceled. But I'm going to go anyway and check out this festival with Jake Peavy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's still sports. It's still work, right? Mm. All right. That's it.
All right.
Have fun, all you pop punkers, emo screamos. I know I know it's going to be a good time. I know it'll be a good time.
Jordan says, I am dead at Ben Higgins not knowing a single thing about this music.
Just nothing. Dominic says, this is the type of music I would hear in the store when I would take my daughter to Claire's at the mall. Get her ear pierced. Yes. That sums it up in one tweet. It's exactly
Where
right.
did you get your ear pierced? We found out yesterday.
Claire's.
You had ear piercing? You did get your ear pierced at Claire's at the mall.
Yep.
What was the decision that kind of went into that?
My dad told me not to.
And then
I did it.
Had he not told you not to, would you have still done it?
Don't know. Don't think so. I really don't.
Parenting
think so.
Reverse psychology 100%. Needs to come into play.
I'm gonna Bo, go get your ears pierced. Go get a sleeve. Nah, Dad, that's lame. If you think it's cool, then it's lame. Trust me. Who knows?
Oh.
And I bet your dad or somebody older than you thought when you were listening to Pearl Jam and Nirvana and this is crap. It all sounds the same.
Yeah, probably, but it didn't.
Grunge does kind of sound.
No, it
the songs sound kind of similar.
No, yes, it does.
Doesn't.
And I like it.
It doesn't.
I'm just saying, genres.
It's supposed
all sound
to though. I mean, it's not a genre unless they sound kind of similar.
You guys are idiots. I do want to go to that spring training festival now. That would be a really, really good time.
Like heavy metal. The songs
fine,
sound kind
that.
Of the same.
I'll give you heavy metal. Hair metal. All right, fine.
Every pop song from the 80s sounds the same.
Every hair metal song does sound the same. Yes. They all had a ballad.
It's not a bad thing. It's just true. A fact.
It's true. All right.
If you don't like it,
I'm not John Boy.
See, this
I'm
is,
not John Boy.
This is Woods.
I'm not digging in.
He wants every single 4-hour show we do to be unique and special and different and not sound like any of the other shows that we've done over the past 4 years. You'd be the worst in a band because you'd want you'd want every song to be completely different. Well, we already did an up-tempo song, so we have to do something completely different for our next
guitar solo. Are you kidding me?
I would hate it. It would be so experimental.
We had drums in the last song. You want drums in this song too? Come
on. I would be the worst. just to give up. Just be like, I can't do this anymore. I'm not playing these hits anymore.
I mean, you'd have like xylophone songs at some point just to be different.
It always made me nuts when bands would go on tour. And you could look at their set list from the night before and the night before that, and they're always the same. Pearl Jam, they make a new one before every show, which I always thought was really cool. You never know what you're going to get. Now, the guys in the band are like, oh my God, we haven't played that song in 14 years. I have to run backstage and remember.
Were you set list guy ever? I know a lot of people that will look up the set list because they have to know. I don't want to know.
Well, dude.
Don't you want to be surprised?
Yes.
You're going either way.
But you know what else I like to do? I like to leave early.
You're the progressive commercial guy. Well, if we leave with four songs left, we're really not missing anything big on those last few songs. I've heard all the ones I like to hear. Let's beat the traffic.
I told you guys when I took my dad to see U2 at the Rose Bowl, he was like, he loves U2 and I love U2, and it was a really fun father-son moment. His favorite song is Beautiful Day. And they played, and then as they started their encore with Beautiful Day, I'm dragging that man towards the exit.
I think...
He's watching it walking backwards.
All right, call me crazy. I think a band should play their most popular songs in reverse order in a concert. So the bigger fans stay the longest to hear the really obscure stuff.
And get
the regular fans can leave halfway through because they don't know anything else that's coming. They've already heard all their favorites.
Yeah,
Stagger the exit, at least.
I hate traffic, so that's why I do.
All right, we'll come back. Final hour. Rindle Report next on 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.